Today is the Feast of the Annunciation, a feast easy to remember because it comes exactly 9 months before Christmas. The story of the Annunciation, as told in Luke, gives pride of place to the young Mary. Blessed art thou among women. I cannot think of a higher compliment. Today's song is a 14th century prayer to this same Mary, probably composed at the beautiful Benedictine Abbey named in her honor, Santa Maria de Montserrat, which was founded in 1025, that would be 1,000 years ago. This isolated monastery is perched high in the jagged or serrated coastal mountains of Spain, not all that far from Barcelona, in the northeastern part of Spain. The mountain's descriptive name, Montserrat, means serrated mountain. At the beginning of our 14th century manuscript, the scribe tells us that these songs were collected, quote, because the pilgrims wish to sing and dance while they keep their watch at night in the Church of the Blessed Mary of Montserrat and also in the light of day. And since in the church no songs should be sung unless they are chaste and pious, for that reason, these songs that appear here have been written. And these should be sung modestly, and take care that no one who keeps watch in prayer and contemplation is disturbed. End quote. And by that, I think the scribe means that no one be disturbed by your singing these songs. Now, vigils can be long affairs, so some singing would help to pass the time nicely, help to keep you awake, and give everyone a sense of corporate worship and adoration. I like to imagine that monks probably taught these devotional songs to the pilgrims, and that some pilgrims probably continued to sing these songs from time to time on their journey home. Today's song indicates that our pilgrims came from everywhere, that they have climbed the serrated mountain, Montserrat, in order to get to this important pilgrimage church, and that they now ask Mary to pray on their behalf, so that they not suffer the blows of hell. In our recording, after the young girls sing through the chant in unison, they then sing it again as a three-part canon. And what is a canon? Well, the children's song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down the Stream, is a nice two-part canon. Apparently, pilgrims enjoy learning to sing canons, because all of the monophonic chants in this manuscript can also be sung as canons.